excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best of
friends. Moron, your bus is leaving.
Welcome to this big game edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford reporting to you on the road home from yet another, in the end, disappointing big game. The losing streak continues. I think the tough part about Stanford is they play such a clean game. There was a point where a lot of people around me were complaining about the differential and penalties against Cal and against Stanford, and there's two explanations for that, right? One is the refs are crooked or what have you. Another is that one team is playing a much cleaner game than the other. And my brother sitting next to me suggests crooked refs. But even if you were to allow for some of that, there is no doubt that Stanford plays a very clean football game. They're very good at playing by the rules. They don't make lots of little mistakes. And today it was the mistakes. I think two things really hurt the Bears. Number one was the mistakes. And I'll detail a number of them in a bit. And the other was, as the game wore on, the defense just got wore down by Stanford's offensive line and their running game. And perhaps if the Bears hadn't made so many of those mistakes earlier in the game, they could have overcome slowly losing traction against the Stanford running game or forced them to be more balanced. But with those mistakes, Cal was always in a trailing position, and that just made it too easy for Stanford to just pound the ball away and eventually wear down the defense. So let's talk about some of those mistakes. Number one, red zone. And there were a lot of different mistakes in the red zone, but it's just not acceptable to go three deep into the red zone possessions and come away with field goals each time. Goff, I felt, was not at his best in the red zone today. He made a number of errant throws that cost us points. But just as bad were receiver drops. I think all three of those first field goals would have been overcome by the combination of Goff not misthrowing footballs and receivers catching the balls that they had. I mean, there was one where we were sure in our interception, we were doing high, or in our section, we were doing high fives and everything, that it was a touchdown. But somehow he managed to drop the ball, and I'll be interested to go back and look at the video replay to see, you know, what happened there. Powell, I think, was responsible for two drops. There was a throw to Lawler that Goff through that was a real weak one. There was another possession where he had a very bad throw as well, where he just threw it too late. And it just resulted in too many field goals. The other was some penalties. They had a couple of drives that were, I think, would have been successful except for some 15-yard penalties that hurt the Bears. And it's just very hard to overcome those big 10 and 15-yard penalties and convert a first down, particularly against a fairly disciplined defense like Stanford. But make no doubt, Cal was able to move the ball relatively consistently. And if they could have just kept the mistakes to a minimum, they would have netted a lot more points and actually even more yards. Cal outgained Stanford by over 100 yards today. But between the lack of efficiency in the red zone and the touchdown on the kickoff return for a touchdown at the end of the first half, it was just too much for the Bears to overcome. Speaking of which, that is a trend that is becoming very bothersome to me. The end of the first half touchdown. I can't remember all the specific games where it happened, but it's definitely happened in the last three games. Oregon, it happened. Oregon State, it happened. And now Stanford, it happened. And I think there's a few more earlier in the season where it happened as well. Texas, I think, is coming to mind. Way too many times where I think the defense is checking out, ready to go into the locker room, and they're not finishing the first half of play. And we're putting another 7 points up on the board that just makes it that much harder for the Bears to win. That's a problem the coaching staff needs to address. They need to tell that defense to get out there and to finish the half. And not give up those points. So that was very disappointing to see as well today. That and this one obviously was a kickoff return, but I think it's the same sort of thing. I think it's just not bringing all the effort that's needed for the play. Another minor issue, but some of this is the quality of the opponent was tackling. McCaffrey is a very good running back. But there were just a handful of times too many where there were players who got their hands on him and didn't bring him down. They needed to do that just a little bit more consistently. And a couple of his big runs were the result of players not getting him down early in the play when they had an opportunity. And then once he was in the open field, he was able to run very effectively. So that also was a struggle for the Bears. Some positives. Actually, I thought the offensive line did pretty well. The Bears had almost 100 yards rushing today, which not a great effort, but considering where we've been, I would say an improvement. They also did a relatively strong job of protecting Goff, which is to be commended. So offensive line play, I thought, was pretty good today. Trey Watson, I think, is really coming of age. I have not been his biggest supporter up until now. But he, I think, had a pretty strong game today, run very well. I see a lot of potential in his future of being an all-around back to replace Daniel Lasco. So really a lot of hope for him. We didn't see hardly any of Muhammad today, who, as everyone knows who listens, is really the back who I put the most hope in. But it's no way to judge what's going on with him. Perhaps he has a little nagging injury that they're not telling us about. And obviously Lasco, for whatever's going on, is still having his hit pointer problems or what have you. It's keeping him out of the game, or at least hurting his confidence, because we didn't see him hardly at all, if at all. But generally speaking, I think the running backs did a reasonably good job. And Weary still has some issues with hitting the wrong hole, but he's that nice power back that did the most part get the, when he was called to come in and get 2 yards, made sure he fell forward. That was part of what I really liked, actually, about Trey Watson today, was he was hitting the hole, falling forward, doing the right things. I felt like he was kind of coming of age, learning. All the learnings he's had over the season are starting to click, and he's realizing more how to play things. So I got a lot of hope for him in the future. Defensively, I thought the Bears played reasonably well. Again, they got tired as the game wore on, but I would not put this loss on their shoulders. They did a pretty good job of bottling up the potent Stanford running game. Stanford did not have a ton of yards today. Cal won the time of possession battle. Really, the offense was the one, I think, more responsible for not holding up their end of the bargain in a tough game. And again, mostly in the red zone. So let's look forward. What do we have left? We have one game and then a bowl game, Arizona State. Arizona State is both a very dangerous team and a very vulnerable team. The Bears should be able to beat them with a strong effort, but if they come out flat, they'll not only get beat, they can get embarrassed. ASU came in and kicked the crud out of a UCLA team that a couple weeks later kicked the crud out of Cal. They've also lost some pretty painful games in there. We should really hope, actually it's probably a known result already at this point, but I don't have it, that they beat Arizona today. That would make it so they're already bowl eligible, so they don't need a victory over the Bears to get bowl eligible. So they're, you know, not going to be as likely to be pushing as hard for a win. But again, a team Cal can beat, and I think there's a big difference between 7-5 and 6-6. It's a huge, one of the biggest stepping stones. I mean, obviously 5-7 to 6-6 is the largest stepping stone. But the next big stepping stone is from 6-6 to 7-5. It means that you're guaranteed to have a winning season, even with a weak bowl performance. It means you get a better bowl. It means you're guaranteed a bowl, pretty much. A lot of good things that go along with. And also, the Bears then end up 4-5 in conference, as opposed to a very disappointing 3-6. So, really think it's important the Bears come out and give a strong effort next week, win that game. Will have a lot to do with the momentum going into the offseason and the bowl game. Taking a step back and looking at the overall picture of where the program is, very frustrating to see the Bears just not able to beat any of the teams in the top echelon of the conference. Utah, USC, UCLA, Oregon, Stanford, all the best teams in the conference, and Cal lost to them all. A little bit of a rough season for the Bears. If we had had last year's season with Arizona and Colorado as opposed to Utah and Arizona State, we would have had two easier games. And so that's, you know, just how the cookie crumbles, but makes it just that much harder for the Bears to start establishing themselves when they're playing the harder half of the conference. But in the end, that the program needs to get to the point where that's not, where we can't be nitpicking little issues like that. They need to be able to beat teams like UCLA and USC. And while there are, we're getting to the point where they have the potential to do it, they're just not closing the deal. They're just, actually, they probably should be looking at programs like Stanford for how to get over the hump. It's about precision of execution. And I actually think this team was better at that last year than this year. Now, they weren't as talented of a team last year. They weren't as experienced of a team last year. So the precision didn't get them as far. But overall, I felt that team was less prone to making big mistakes than this team is, which makes a fair number. They have disappointed me a little bit in how they're not having that level of precision that we would like to see, and then definitely not at the level of a program like Stanford, which is exceptional in its ability to not make mistakes. And I think that if there's two things that this program needs to get over the hump, one is just a little bit more talent. They need a little bit bigger bodies on the line. The wide receivers, we need just a teeny bit more speed. Defense, we need a teeny bit more size in the linebackers. But then we need to get over the hump as far as the mistakes, the precision, getting to that next level of performance. And because they've come so close, because, you know, three of those five teams were in striking distance at the end of the game, I think there's hope that next year we could turn the corner if Goff comes back. Without Goff, very unlikely to see us take the next leap next year, even if the other pieces turn out to be a slow improvement. So, very important the team finish strong. It'll affect recruiting. It'll affect how many good recruits they can get. So next week's game, of utmost importance. I hope the Bears realize that. Thanksgiving week is a tough week to bring your best game. And then that'll lead to a better bowl game with a little bit more exposure, a little bit, if the Bears win, there's a little bit more respect for that win than if they were to have beat, you know, a more lowly team from a bowl they would have gone to with a 6-6 record. Really a lot riding on next Saturday's game. And I think we'll wrap it up with that. No reason to beat into the dust a frustrating loss to Stanford. Hopefully we can get beyond that, get over that hump next year in Berkeley. But until then, let's take the good with the bad, hope for a good win against ASU next week, and go Bears. On the road again.